today and get to the truth. Despite all the noise and distractions and everything else, we're going to get to the truth today on this Impeachment Day 2019. It's a day that, well, I never thought that we would actually see, but the Democrats along strictly partisan lines are pushing for impeachment. They're going to get it today. Most likely, I guess it could be postponed until tomorrow, but today's the day. It's the Steve Gruber Show, God Bless America, for Wednesday, December 18th, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Number three, remember when the media and the Democrats told you that Rick Gates was the key to all the Russia collusion stories and he was going to turn on Manafort and Trump? Yeah, we'll talk about that. Number two, Mitch McConnell tells Chuck Schumer, no, Chuck, that's not the way we're going to do it. You don't get to dictate to me how we're going to run things in the Senate any more than the Republicans had much of a chance in the House. And number one, more than likely it is impeachment day. Democrats going forward with their partisan attack. In fact, not a single Republican is going to vote for impeachment. Now, the Democrats would have you believe that's because the Republicans don't believe in the rule of law. They don't believe in the Constitution and so on and so forth. The fact of the matter is this. There's not a case here. Obstruction of Congress is a joke. First of all, it can't be obstruction until all your court battles have run their course. It can't be obstruction of Congress until your court battles have run their course, you see. You see, if you have a dispute between the legislative and executive branch, you go to court. The judicial branch sorts it out. That's kind of the way the whole program is supposed to work, but not in this case. If you do that, if you fight impeachment, it's now an impeachable offense, according to the Democrats. Furthermore, if you do the job of commander-in-chief, if you do the job of the chief executive, it's abuse of power. It's abuse of power. It was wrong when the Republicans moved with an abuse of power article of impeachment against President Clinton in 1998, and it is wrong today. It is wrong today in 2019 to pursue alleged abuse of power. It's just not... It doesn't fly, frankly, is what I'm saying. It doesn't fly. Meanwhile, Chuck Schumer is demanding that he has standing in the conversation when it comes to the Senate. So here's how it's going to happen. If the impeachment happens today, the president will be impeached. He should wear that as a badge of honor. He should wear that as a badge of honor because he is still standing. He has redefined Teflon Don. All the things that he's gotten done. The tax cuts, the VA reform, the Right to Try Act, the First Step Act, the economy that's booming, absolutely booming. Unemployment's at 3.5%. Wages are up more than 3%. Anybody that wants a job can find a job pretty much. You may have to move and make some adjustments, but jobs are everywhere. More jobs available today than there are people to fill them. You look at that. You look at the building of the wall in critical portions of the southern border with Mexico. More than 450 miles of wall will be completed before the end of this coming year. It's one campaign promise after another. Now you've got family leave. Now, I don't know that I support the idea of paid family leave for federal workers, but something he talked about, something Ivanka Trump pushed hard for, and now they have. He moved the embassy to Jerusalem to recognize Israel's actual capital. Something many presidents had promised didn't happen. He's bringing our troops home from these endless wars in the Middle East, something else he promised. And let me focus on those last two for just a moment. Remember when the left told you and they were screaming, my God, if he moves the embassy to Jerusalem, there'll be carnage and blood in the streets and there'll be warring factions and it'll all explode. None of that has happened. None of it. If he pulls the troops out of Syria and along the Syrian border there, the Syrian troops are going to come in. They're going to murder all the Kurds. It'll be chaos between Turkey and Syria. And the Turkish forces will slaughter the Syrian forces. And the Kurds will, and it'll be bloodshed and destruction. It'll be Armageddon for the Kurds. It'll be ethnic cleansing. None of that has happened. None of it. If you defend the Second Amendment, there'll be carnage in the streets and people will be gunfighting like the OK Corral. Also not true. If you sign a tax cut bill, it'll kill the economy. In fact, if Donald Trump is elected president, the economy will go into free fall and never recover. The truth is the Dow is up more than 10,000 points since Donald Trump was elected president. We are not a socialist nation. We will not cower and put our tail between our legs because a bunch of leftist Democrats are leading Nancy Pelosi around by the nose. We will not. And after the impeachment vote, we expect Donald Trump to land in Air Force One, because this is baffling to me. How many people actually believe that when the president is impeached today, he's out of office? Surprise. Come tomorrow morning, guess who's president? Donald J. Trump. And Friday, Donald J. Trump. And next week, and the new year, Donald J. Trump. If you missed that portion of government class in high school, you probably should have stayed there and not gone out and smoked the weed. Just a suggestion. So Trump will be president, according to the latest timelines from the Republicans. A trial in the Senate, maybe about 2 weeks. And no, Mitch McConnell, he'll get plenty of time to bump his gums and make noise, but Mitch McConnell is not going to dictate to, excuse me, Chuck Schumer's not going to get much time to dictate to Mitch McConnell about what's going to happen. Chuck Schumer's going to scream and cry and carry on, and Mitch is going to say, you know what, Chuck? It's not our job to find the facts. That is the job of your colleagues in the House. They do the investigation, and because they did a sloppy job, a hatchet job, a rush job, just to get something through, doesn't mean we get to revisit it here, Chuck. In fact, we're not going to. You brought us the case. You, the Democrats, brought us this case. The fact that the case is weak and narrow and unsupportable, that's something you have to live with, Chuck. You start calling witnesses, the impeachment process will be going on through November of 2020, which, by the way, would be fine. Would be fine. Because you look at the polling numbers. I just looked, 6 polls in a row now rejecting impeachment. 6 polls that are, every recent poll rejecting impeachment now, every single one. Impeachment is, it's just not popular, and it's getting less popular every day. By the way, at the same time, the approval ratings for the president increasing. Yeah, impeachment is underwater in 6 polls in a row from International Business Daily, NPR, USA Today, ABC News, Quinnipiac. I want to go to a Quinnipiac poll because this is really telling. Really telling. A poll that ran through Monday of this week when it comes to independence. Independence. Do you support or oppose impeachment and removal from office of the President of the United States? They say no by 22 points. 22 points. Absolutely not. 22 points. It runs along with the Monmouth poll that said no by 19. And when you get into states like Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and Iowa and North Carolina and Florida that will decide the next election, the numbers are even worse for Democrats, even worse. Newsflash, I did tell you guys. Hello, Democrats. I did tell you, don't overplay your hand. You could have gotten a censure of the president, which would have been great in your campaign commercials. We got him censured because he's a bad guy. A failed impeachment and endless investigations failed for you. 14 after on a Wednesday. It's the Steve Gruber Show, back after this.
You've seen the headlines. Clean water has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best home water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier manufacturer of whole home water systems and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves homeowners statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water and your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. They're at it again in Lansing. First, they tried to make us pay a 45 cents a gallon gas tax increase. Yeah, the roads are bad, but an extra 45 cents a gallon? Well, that didn't work. But it didn't end there. Now, Lansing wants legislation to give individual counties the authority to charge you an unlimited amount in additional gas taxes. That means you could pay higher gas taxes in the county you live in. But other counties you drive around won't have the extra tax. And the roads will be just as bad, if not worse. It doesn't make any sense. We already have some of the highest gas taxes around. Don't let Lansing make us the highest gas tax state in the country. If you're sick of Lansing always wanting to raise the price of gas with poor results, contact your state representative. and tell them to stop House Bill 4963. Stop the county gas tax. Brought to you by your neighbors, the locally owned members of the Michigan Petroleum Association.
You know, people still walk up to me and say, man, have you lost weight? I'm Steve Gruber, and I did lose weight, a lot of it. I did it with My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost. I'm still surprised because it's been almost 2 years since I made the decision to drop the pounds. And with My Pure Health Solutions, I did it with a custom plan built just for me. And I'm so happy I did. I feel better. People tell me I look better. I lost 40 pounds. I still feel great. Find out more at GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. That's GruberHealth.com. Believe me, if I could do it, so can you.